Listen on Demand, brought to you by 680 News.
Always good speaking to you. I mean, let's face it, when it comes to the world of club life, you know, music right on top of that list. I mean, what is it like to be part of an organization that brings such great entertainment, whether it be, you know, for the masses, celebrities? I mean, there's always big events happening where you guys are.
It's a very fun and interesting life, definitely. But you know, the best part that comes out of it is that getting to meet all these connections and people, and using it towards something, towards helping people and supporting different causes. That's where it really comes. That's where it really comes to.
And that's what I want to get into, because as you just said, I mean, you guys are always doing the big stuff, but you're also giving back. And I remember last year was, the first time you and I really talked about this, and I thought it was fantastic. You guys are doing an event and talking about giving back to community. Talk a little bit about it, please.
Yeah, last year was our first year. We renovated the basketball courts on the exhibition grounds and gave them back to Parkdale community. And we called them the safest basketball courts in the city of Toronto by renovating them, adding lights and bleachers and things like that. This is our second annual Music Celebrity Classic, and we're just taking it a little bit further now. We've got some information that, like, they're looking to cut summer camps and different funding for children and stuff like that. So we're looking now to kind of advocate for these kids now and be a voice for them and just create awareness for them in different regards to playing sport, the summer camps, to all these things.
So, as you said, it's a celebrity thing. So we need celebrities. So who are the celebrities who are going to be taking part? Because this is going to be a really fun basketball game.
Well, the celebrities this year, we've got a lot of return people, and we've got some new ones as well. We've got Much Music's T-Rex. He's going to be hosting the event, of course. We called out to Drake and his people, so Drake's DJ, Future the Prince, will be DJing the event. We've got the Buffalo Bills on board. We've got X-Raptor playing for the Cleveland Cavs, Joey Graham. We've got P. Rain, the singer, coming out. We've got Lee Evans, all-star wide receiver, coming out. And there's a bunch of guys that are still on the list right now that are getting back this in the next few days. So we'll be adding up. The names will be adding up by the day.
Why is it important, and I'm going to go over this again, and I know I'm sort of repeating myself. Why is it important for you to have this kind of event?
Why is it important? Well, you know what? I grew up very in a poor situation, and my grandmother actually raised me growing up. My parents were at work working, and that was the only way. They couldn't afford a nanny or babysitter, and this is important to me because, you know, it's about giving quality to all the children, giving them an equal opportunity within the different communities and schooling areas. So this is about companies coming together and injecting into the public sector when the government funding finds out. When the government funding stops, we're just trying to create awareness that there are a lot of areas, and just in our backyards, in our communities right now, there's a lot of areas and people that are in need right now, and definitely children. And the first people that we cut from right now are the kids, and we're trying to stop that right now. We're trying to become a voice for the children and say, hey, listen, we've got to stop. We've got to step up for the next generation. And the other tagline is giving today for a better tomorrow. So we want to start injecting back into these communities and giving back to these children right now, because there's a big crisis going on out there. Not only the kids are getting a little more violent right now, you know, the camps are being cut now, so the children are left with nowhere to go, and they're just left on the streets.
Absolutely. Just curious, any giveaways are going to be happening there, anything like that?
Yeah, we've got a bunch of giveaways. The Team Up Foundation, MLSC, has given us a bunch of swag to give out there. We've got a bunch of jerseys and different things. There's foods. We actually have, so the Youth Community Festival is a big park, Centennial Park. There's a petting zoo. Sony PlayStation is setting up shop there. We have a whole ton of games, a whole ton of food, exercise, aerobics, all kinds of different activities for the the families and for the kids to do that day, and they're all free. So we would invite everybody, not only including the Parkdale community, but everyone in the city of Toronto to come out and support this cause. It's Saturday, June the 23rd from 12 p.m. to 4. Exhibition place, free parking is also included, so please come out and support.
And, of course, do folks need tickets to be down there for this?
No tickets are necessary. Just come on in and have fun. Right now, this is our second annual, so we're expecting a big crowd to arrive a little bit earlier if you can, and just enjoy the day.
And one more time, my friend, website, where do we go if we want to learn more about all this info?
You can go to www.musiccelebrityclassic.com, musiccelebrityclassic.com.